This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. With five children, the youngest with special needs, Governor Sarah Palin's candidacy has created a new wave of mommy wars. Should a mother with a large family of young children be vying for the number two spot in politics? Today, well, we've got a special roundtable of mothers with hard-won experience and analysis. Tammy Garnes is a mother of two in Atlanta, Georgia. She stayed home with her children for 4 years and just reentered the workforce as a freelance film and television producer. Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner is executive director and co-founder of MomsRising.org. It's a 150,000-member online grassroots organization for working moms. She has two children. And Julie Bogart is a mother of five in Ohio. She homeschooled all of her children. Now she owns a business that teaches writing and language arts to homeschooling families. Glad to have all of you on.
Thank you.
So,
Tammy, let's start with you. Stay-at-home mom for about 4 years. You were very involved with encouraging and supporting other moms who stayed home with their children. So what made you go back to working outside the home, and how has that transition been?
I mean, for me, going back to work was simply because both children are now in school. And I actually have the pleasure of working part-time when I'm not producing at their school, so I actually still do see them. But it was about a matter of timing for me. I mean, I did try to work a little with my first, and there's nothing cute about taking a newborn or a one-year-old on a dangerous film set. So, you know, at some point I just got real about it and found other women just like me in my community and decided that there was absolutely no shame in actually staying home and raising your own children.
Do you think the issue is not whether or not a woman has a job when she's a mother, but what that job is? I mean, obviously, there's different kinds of jobs that people have with different hours, different physical demands, different, amounts of telecommuting. Do you have to check your BlackBerry every time you wake up or go
right.
to the bathroom?
And I think that's what is at the heart of what the new mommy war discussion is with Governor Palin. It's not about a woman going back to work. It's about a woman taking on this type of position with young children. And everyone that I'm talking to online and in my community, that's what they're most uneasy about. It's not about a woman working with children. Women work all the time with children. We always have. And being home with your children is the hardest work you'll ever do. So that's not what it's really about. It's about, can a woman work at this capacity, at this level, serving our nation and have really young children at home to also see about?
Kristen, what do you think about that? Is this just too much?
Well, right now, 3/4 of American mothers are in the labor force, and it might actually be easier for somebody holding a vice presidential or governor position to raise children while working than most of the rest of us, simply because they make enough for their husband to stay out of the labor force, and they can make enough to afford childcare that is out of reach for many parents, as well as health care coverage and other benefits that most other American families don't have. More than half of American families, American workers, don't have a single paid sick day for themselves or their children, and 80% of low-wage workers don't have that type of sick day. So people holding positions, government positions, like vice president or governor, they do have those policies, and what's important is to acknowledge that most mothers, most working mothers, are struggling with these issues and to ask the candidates, Democrat, Republican, and other, what they're going to do to bring our social support structure up to date for our working mothers in America.
From what you know about Governor Palin, do you think she supports the kind of reforms and changes that you're talking about expanding health care coverage, about dealing with the issue of child care for people who are working and parents?
Right now, MomsRising.org is putting up an open letter to Governor Palin to ask her, where do you stand on the issues? We were delighted to see a woman on center stage. As the previous guest talked about, only 16% of Congress is made up of women, and we need more women holding higher elected offices. But we have yet to hear where exactly she stands on the issues that impact the more than 80 million American mothers in America, and they're impacting us in a negative way. Right now, 1/4 of families with children aged 6 and under are living in poverty, and 43% of all families with children of those age are low income. And with the economic crunch, it's just getting worse. So as the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, we're needing more help, not less, and we're waiting to hear where she stands on those issues. You can go to momsrising.org to sign on to the letter.
All right. Julie, you have the same number of children as the governor, 5. That is no joke. That's got to be a lot of work. I have a friend with 5 kids and who also happened to have homeschooled the kids, which you did. that's a lot of together time. So first of all, before we go into what you think of Sarah Palin, what was the biggest challenge for you?
I think the biggest challenge in raising our family was living on one income while I was doing it. We had one car for a very long time, and we gave up a lot of things. We lived without health insurance for a period of our time where we were involved in some kind of a, you know, group organization that supported each other through healthcare, but it was not a true healthcare package. And I chose to do that. I chose to go without the second income because I was really into raising our own children. We were strong evangelical Christians, and during that period of our lives, we took seriously the rhetoric that said parents, not just mothers, but fathers too, need to make that sacred investment in their children and put off career ambitions until they're older. And in fact, I find it interesting in this whole discussion that Sarah is the focal point and that the religious right is comfortable with her example, because I remember distinctly hearing them talk even about husbands who put career ahead of family and calling them back, choosing to deliberately not take a career advancement, to not travel a lot when your children are small, because you'll never get those years back. So I think part of the reason this is such a huge discussion between the right and the left is that it feels like the two sides have flip-flopped on their opinions, but what's really at the heart of this is, can anyone with five small children, special needs child, someone within a teenage pregnancy, can that be managed even by both parents, not just by one, and take on the second highest office in America? I think it's a good question. I found homeschooling and being with my children deeply satisfying, but extremely demanding, of course. It took everything.
So when, you know, push comes to shove, do you think you raise the question, can even two parents handle this much going on in a family? Do you think that she can handle being a good mom?
Well, I hate to evaluate other people's capacities. I certainly don't know her at all. One of the things that I find frustrating about the rollout of Sarah Palin is that they've used her credentials as a mother as the chief feature of her resume. So I would rather look at where she stands on the issues and try and get an imagination of what her trajectory for the country is, because that decision about whether or not she should put her family through this is going to be hers. It's really not mine. I just know that for me personally, it sounds overwhelming to take all that on and expect to do all of those jobs to the degree that it matters to me. I don't know how she feels about that.
All right. I want to just say hello to anyone who is just tuning in the middle of this. We were just hearing from Julie Bogart, a mother of five who runs the small business BraveWriter.com. You are listening to NPR's News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, and we are talking about mommy wars, mommy leadership, power, jobs. We've also got Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner, executive director and co-founder of MomsRising.org, and Tammy Garnes, a mother of two and a freelance producer in Atlanta, Georgia. So, Tammy, let's pick up with you. It sounds like Julie didn't want to put a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the governor. Do you have a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
You know what? If you spend enough time around enough mothers, you've learned better than to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to anyone else's parenting. I mean, it's such a personal thing. And I think today what we were, I mean, it's just not a comfortable place to be in. I'm in no position to judge her. What I can say is that being around all of the moms I've been around in our mommy support group back in Los Angeles and here in Atlanta, I haven't seen a woman yet, and maybe Sarah Palin can give us all a workshop or a lesson or something like that, but I think most of us have a hard enough time getting our kids to school on time, hair combed, dressed, husbands out the door, us where we need to be, lunch is packed, PTA dues paid. You know, I mean, there's so much going on in your life on a daily basis, and I know, I understand what Kristen was saying. Yes. If she's governor and if she's if she happens to become the vice president, she will have more benefits given to her and more help surrounding her. But at the crux of the mommy wars is not money. It's not about how much time you have with your children. It's about the emotional turmoil that you go through when you drop your child off at preschool, when you drop your child off at school, and you can't be there for all the other activities that some of the other parents can be there for. It's about knowing that you made a choice, a conscious decision, not to stay home with your children, but to go to work, whether you have to or whether you choose to, that affects all of us. It's so not about women in leadership positions. It's about women with young children and what that does to us internally. We're not men. So we can talk all day long about how a man is supposed to come in and support and help and all that great stuff. But if you have a husband and if you have a father of your child anywhere around, we know where the crux of mothering and parenting falls, and it's usually with the mother. You know, the saying goes, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. And that's real. I mean, we really do hold up the family in the household a lot of the times. And so I can't make a choice. I mean, I can't really say much about her choice to do this. I think one of the things we have to do, though, is stop lying. She cannot stand on stage and say, I can do both, and I can do both equally well. There is no such thing as balance when you're working and you're a mother. You either give a little one way or you give a little the other way. There's just no real such thing as balance.
All right, let me.
I would like to see her stop, you know, everyone stop saying that women can do both and do both well, and just admit to the fact that sometimes we make choices to do one or do the other in certain seasons of our lives.
All right. I actually want to play a little bit of an interview that we did with Marie Wilson of the White House Project. That's a leadership group. Let's take a listen to her. You're a mother and someone who works. What do you think about this?
I have no concerns about how she'll take care of her family at all. Absolutely not. I mean, again, I've had 5 children under 6 and a child with special needs. I know that that is the hardest thing I've ever done, bar none. This is not anything that concerns me, nor do I think we should even be talking about it.
Kristen, Tammy was just saying you got to give a little one way or the other. Marie Wilson basically saying this is not an issue. What do you think?
I have to agree with Marie Wilson. I think that the issue is that it's the reality of what women are doing, not what they should be doing. And the conversation is going too much around what they should be doing. And the conversation really shouldn't be about how many children Governor Palin has, which is essentially unchecked gender bias. It should be about the issues and where she stands on them.
Yep.
After all, we've had fathers in the White House for a couple hundred of years, and the mere fact of any of those male candidates having children has yet to be an election issue. Just to show how ridiculous it is, I'd like to ask the listeners about it now to take a moment and think, how many children does Senator Biden have, who's the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic side? And how many children does Senator McCain have? I bet many of y'all are drawing a blank right now. That's because it's not an issue for the male candidates, and it shouldn't be an issue for the female candidates.
But how many, this is Tammy jumping in, I'm sorry, I can't help myself. But how many times do you think Senator Biden woke up in the middle of the night wondering if he paid for the field trip? I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, that's a question for the families, but I don't think it's
proper to be putting how
somebody will work in their job on just the mother. Right now, we have a critical situation in America. We have a situation where there is a stark maternal wall, which is a wage gap that moms hit when they have children. Women right now without children make 90 cents to a man's dollar. Mothers make 73 cents to a man's dollar, and single moms make about 60 cents to a man's dollar. What this means is that families are living in poverty and that most families need both parents in the labor force. Because of the maternal bias, because of what's called maternal profiling, which is not hiring women based on their just being mothers, a Cornell University study found last year, not 10 years ago, not 20 years ago, not 50 years ago, but last year, that with exactly equal resumes and job experiences, women with children were hired 79% less of the time. 79% less of the time.
But why do you
now,
think
these
that
are people
so,
who need to feed their children and who need to have put food on the table, need to have health care, need to care for their children, and who are responsible workers.
Julie, let me get you back in here because you have a master's degree.
Yes.
And you could be earning, I'm sure, a lot more money doing certain things that, you know, if you'd followed a more career path. Is the issue here really that women deserve more parity in terms of pay? Or is it that even when women are offered opportunities, those opportunities may dead end if a woman has a family and really focuses on that?
Well, in my case, I sort of lucked out. I run a business that's pretty successful, And it was perfectly suited to my being at home because it's internet-based. So in a way, I feel like I've ended up with the best of both worlds. But one of the areas that I wanted to address when I was listening to the other two callers is just that it seems to me that what we have been presented with Sarah Palin, is that her motherhood is part of the resume. That's mm-hmm. why this is such a much bigger issue. Mm-hmm. Senator Biden shared extensively about how he made his children, his small children, a priority after his wife was killed in the car accident, and how he commuted to be there for them. He made his commitment to his family part of his resume. So one of the reasons that I think the Sarah Palin issue is so huge is that she hasn't met with the press. We don't know very much about her. As her policy items that were conducted in Alaska come out, it reveals lies and distortions. And mm-hmm. so the thing that we keep being given as sort of something to offset that is her wonderful attitude about her daughter's pregnancy, her care for this Down syndrome child, her strong pro-life commitment. And when we put all of those together, it winds up giving us this temptation to focus on her family choices as a way to evaluate her qualifications.
So let me just jump in and say that from what you've told us, you actually support a lot of her positions, including, not being in favor of abortion.
Yeah, I have been pro-life my whole life, my whole adult life. And so for me, that hasn't been the issue that made me, I turn for her or against her. And actually, I wouldn't even want to go there on this program. What I really feel like I am upset with is that she is thrust on the stage so quickly, and the fanfare around her has been because women like me suddenly feel made visible. We are plucked out of obscurity,
right.
We're put on the national stage, and suddenly it looks like we matter, we mean something.
Julie,
understand that. I think that happened for the African-American community with Senator Obama and with liberal feminists for Hillary.
I have to jump in, Julie, because we're out of time, but clearly this is very important. I want to thank you guys. Just talking to Julie Bogart, mother, homeschooler of five, runs BraveWriter.com in Westchester, Ohio. Tammy Garnes, mother of two, freelance producer in Atlanta, Georgia, speaking with us from the studios of Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. And Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner, executive director and co-founder of MomsRising.org from KUOW in Seattle, Washington.